WRCOFM Radio Sports brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country and Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. We'll have a look back at all the high school football games from our area, and the Brewers continue their winning ways.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCOFM, I'm Adam Hess. The high school football season got underway in earnest last night throughout the area. Our featured game was Riverdale hosting Ithaca. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Ithaca football team won the opener of the season with a 35-14 victory over Riverdale. The Bulldogs raced to a 21-0 lead at half and got the continuous clock running with 3:37 left in the third when they were up 35-0. Riverdale scored two late touchdowns to make the final margin 21 points. The story of the game was senior running back Wyatt Hilby, who scored four touchdowns for the Bulldogs. The first was from 30 yards out. The second was a 51-yard scamper. He had touchdowns of 35 and 21 yards to lead Ithaca. The other score for the Bulldogs was a 14-yard strike from quarterback Keegan Jones to wide receiver Channing Brown, which put Ithaca up 14-0 in the second quarter. Baltasar Kaiser kicked five extra points for Ithaca. The Bulldogs' first-string defense made key plays to keep the shutout until the fourth quarter. Riverdale picked up both touchdowns during the continuous clock in that fourth quarter. Sophomore quarterback Owen Blankenship threw a pass to Bevan Dennis that covered 48 yards, and later Blankenship threw a 25-yard strike to Talon Childs. Freshman Eli Campbell was good on both extra points for the Chieftains. The Bulldogs' 35-14 win marked the second year in a row that they have won at Riverdale. They will play Wazika Steuben-Seneca for the home opener during the second week of the season. Riverdale will hit the road on the way to Hillsboro for the second game of the season. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. The Richland Center football team picked up a victory on Friday night at Toma as well. Score there was 14-13. The Hornets trailed 7-0 in the first half. They tied it up with 2.5 left in the first half. The Hornets came from behind again to lead by one in the second half, and they had to make a stop of a deep drive by Toma, and they won the game in the final seconds. The Hornets will host their home opener during the second week of the season as they bring in Potosi Cassville. Hillsboro picked up a 41-12 win over Boscobel. Viroqua 21-7 over Dodgeville. Fenimore shut out Iowa Grant 42-0. Royal a 12-7 win over Clear Lake. Aquinas 14, Prairie du Chien 12. Lancaster 21-6 over Mineral Point. Darlington 28, Platteville 0. Potosi Cassville 32-21 over Cuba City. It was Portage 40, Wisconsin Dells 7. Sauk Prairie with a 45-0 win over Baraboo. Seneca Wazika Steuben 31-12 victory over Cashton. River Ridge shut out Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 39-0. Wausau East 20, Westby 19. A big win for Mount Horeb Barneveld over Baldwin Woodville 58-39. Southwestern East Dubuque 28, Blackhawk Warren 20. Edgerton a 20-6 win over Broadhead Judah. Cochran Fountain City picked up a victory over Brookwood 34-6. St. Croix Central 41, Mauston 7. Sparta 46-7 over Black River Falls. Lodi edged Monroe 7-6. New Glarus 41, Peck Argyle 22. West Salem a 27-7 win over Onalaska. And Partyville shut out Nisida 48-0. Reese Hoskins and Joey Ortiz hit back-to-back home runs as part of a 5-run second inning. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Oakland Athletics 11-3 on Friday night in Oakland. The Brewers, who have won 7 of their last 9, sent 9 batters to the plate in the second, and they jumped out to a 5-1 lead. Hoskins, who entered the game hitless in his last 21 at-bats, put Milwaukee in front with a 3-run blast after Willie Adames and Gary Sanchez led off the inning with singles. Ortiz followed with a solo shot. Again, the final, Milwaukee 11 and Oakland 3. Other interleague finals from last night, the Yankees shut out Colorado 3-0. It was Arizona, a 12-2 win over Boston. KC 7, Philadelphia 4. St. Louis got by Minnesota 6-1. It was a win for the Dodgers over Tampa Bay 7-3, and Seattle won better than San Fran 6-5. American League winners, Toronto over the LA Angels 5-4, Baltimore a 7-5 win over Houston. Texas topped Cleveland 5-3, and it was Detroit 5, the Chicago White Sox 2. National League, Pittsburgh a 6-5 win over Cincinnati. The Cubs doubled up on Miami 6-3. It was Atlanta shutting down Washington 3-2, and San Diego shut out the New York Mets 7-0. Dan Wilson will manage his first game as a Mariner on Friday night when Seattle opens a series against the San Francisco Giants. Wilson was chosen as the replacement for Scott Service, who was fired on Thursday following a 1-8 road trip that dropped Seattle to 64-64 on the season. Wilson arrived in Seattle in the mid-90s. He became a beloved figure as a player for the Mariners. He spent 12 seasons behind the plate as the catcher for some of the best teams in franchise history. Big 12 presidents are set to meet next week to discuss potentially inviting UConn to the conference after school officials recently made an in-person pitch to the league, two people familiar with the discussion told the Associated Press. The people say a plan to add UConn, which has won the last 2 men's college basketball national championships, would include the school's football team staying independent before being added to the Big 12 in the 2031 season. It would also not require current members to take a cut in their current expected conference revenue. The jersey worn by New York Yankee slugger Babe Ruth during his famous called shot home run in 1932 could sell at auction for as much as $30 million. Heritage Auctions is offering up the jersey today in Dallas. It's been nearly a century since Ruth's famed, debated, and often imitated called shot came as the Yankees and the Chicago Cubs faced off in Game 3 of the World Series in 32 at Chicago's Wrigley Field. In the 5th inning, Ruth made a pointing gesture while at bat and then hit a home run into center field off Cubs pitcher Charlie Root. Caitlin Clark entered the WNBA with questions about how tough the transition to a pro game would be for the much-established college star. Now, 3 months into her professional career, Clark is crafting a new image with a record-setting rookie season. Sure, it's taken the number one draft pick some time to get acquainted with her new point guard duties, new town, and her new Indiana Fever teammates, and while Clark appears to be settling in and getting quite comfortable with her new digs, fans continue to tune in to watch her progress. Brock Purdy was efficient. He went 9 of 12 for 96 yards, but also threw a red zone interception, and the San Francisco 49ers concluded their preseason with a 24-24 tie last night against the Las Vegas Raiders. Daniel Carlson's 43-yard field goal with 16 seconds left pulled the Raiders even with the 49ers. Joshua Dobbs' 10-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Cowing late in the third quarter put the 49ers ahead 24-21. The Las Vegas Raiders have a punt return play called Magic. How apropos for Tyreek McAllister, who may not have been on Coach Antonio Pierce's radar before the performance. McAllister returned a punt 81 yards for a touchdown last night in the second quarter, and he hauled in a reception for a go-ahead score in the third quarter. It was also a win for Jacksonville over Atlanta 31-0 in the NFL preseason, and Tampa Bay 10 better than Miami 24-14. Bill Belichick could be eligible to be selected for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2026 instead of 2029 following significant changes made to the selection process. The Hall of Fame says the new rules go into effect immediately, including reducing the waiting period for coaches to be considered from 5 years out of the game to just one. That would make six-time Super Bowl winning head man Bill Belichick eligible to be selected for the 2026 class after he parted ways with the New England Patriots after last season. Belichick would have to wait again if he gets hired by another team during the offseason. And Adam Scott was happy to be in the BMW Championship because he's assured of being in all the signature events next year. Somewhere along the way to his 63 in the second round, he started thinking about getting to the Tour Championship and then winning the tournament. He wound up with a three-shot lead over Keegan Bradley. Both need top finishes to get into the top 30 and reach the Tour Championship next week at East Lake. Currently, they're in Castle Rock, Colorado. Scotty Scheffler and Xander Schauffele were nowhere near the lead. That's an odd sight on the PGA Tour, considering how well they've played this season. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.